What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Doug Keed covers the Patriots beat for the Boston Herald. He joins us now on our guest line. Doug, thank you for a few moments. We appreciate it. How are you?
I'm doing well. It's exciting to have a preseason game. It's exciting that football's back here.
About that time. Cannot wait. This is going to be a blast. Let's just start with, you know, going into this game tonight from the New England perspective, what are you guys tracking and monitoring? What are some of the big storylines?
Yeah, I think it's a lot of the roster battles that you want to see. But at the same time, Mike Vrabel said that everyone healthy is expected to play in this game. So obviously Drake May is going to be the big storyline all summer, see how he's progressed. He's been mostly good this summer. Had some down moments. Last Friday they had a scrimmage, threw two interceptions in that scrimmage. That was the first real, like, game situation that he was in. So definitely interested to see how he fares against the Commanders' defense in a real game situation tonight.
One of the big free agent acquisitions for you guys was Milton Williams, a guy that was kind of a rotational piece for the Philadelphia Eagles, but the Patriots, you know, paid him a pretty penny to come be, you know, a more integral part of their defense. What have you seen from him this camp? And do you think he has the chops to be a difference maker on first, second, and third down?
Yeah, he's been moving around the defensive line. He's definitely a smaller guy compared to a lot of the defensive linemen that we were used to seeing in New England when Bill Belichick and even Gerard Mayo were head coach. You know, had guys like Vince Wilfork and Ted Washington around. Milton Williams is about 280, so plays inside, can kick out to the edge a little bit. He's had some decent moments in one-on-ones. He actually did in Wednesday's joint practice against the Commanders. He had some good moments in that. So it kind of remains to be seen. I think that we know what he is as a pass rusher. We know what he'll be on third down. But with his new contract being paid $26 million a year, he has to play more on early downs, has to be better against the run. So that's a real question, and that's something else I'm interested to see, just how much they use him on early downs and how effective he is against the run.
I loved him in Philly. I wanted Washington to look at him. Just hearing you say $26 million a year is wild. What a contract.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, they got, had money to hand out, and boy, did they, to a couple of guys like Milton Williams.
I mean, they needed to land someone, and, you know, maybe you overpay a little bit, but he was the big young talent available in free agency, so they definitely had to overpay a little bit.
Doug Keed is with us, covers the Patriots. To drill down a little further on the actual plan for them in terms of playing time, how much do you think we actually do see their starters? And is it going to be affected by the fact that Washington's really not going to play many of theirs?
I wouldn't expect to see too much of it. I'm not sure yet. Mike Vrabel's kind of kept that close to the vest this week. But since they had the joint practice against the Commanders, I don't think you need to play them like a whole half or anything like that. Plus, they've got two joint practices next week against the Vikings. So the starters will get plenty of time to play in those sessions as well. So I probably would not expect to see a whole lot of them, but like I said, Vrabel did say that everyone healthy is expected to be out there and play. So expect to see a little bit of them at least.
Doug, you guys drafted one of my draft crushes throughout this process in the fourth round, Craig Woodson out of Cal, man. They had a couple of guys in that Cal secondary that really stood out and had, you know, really high draftable grades. What have you seen from Woodson to this point? Do you think he's going to be a part of the starting defense at some point throughout the season?
Definitely wouldn't be surprised if it was at some point. And, you know, I reached out to a team source about a week or two into camp and said, like, who have been the guys who have stood out a little bit? And Craig Woodson was one of those guys. And even last week, he was starting to creep into that first team unit a little bit more. You saw Kyle Duggar play a little bit more on the second unit. So it's interesting. In the last couple of years, they've had Kyle Duggar and Jabril Peppers, who are two bigger, strong safeties, and they're starting defense. And I'm curious to see if Terrell Williams and Mike Vrabel want to continue to go with that approach of having two traditional strong safeties rather than a guy like Craig Woodson, who can definitely play a little bit more free safety, a little bit more of a rangy guy. But he's had his hand on the ball during practice, and overall, I've been impressed with him. So I don't know if he's going to start right away, but I think you'll at least see a rotational piece in there.
Doug Keats, the insider on the Patriots for the Boston Herald, joining us here on Grant and Danny. So much of nights like tonight's about the rookie class. Give us some thoughts on the rest of that class. Linnell singled out Woodson, who was the fourth-round pick, but
for sure.
What kind of camp is Trevion Henderson, the second-round running back, had? There was a lot of smoke on Washington and him before the draft. And then also, are both Will Campbell, the obvious starter at left tackle, and their third-round pick, Jared Wilson, going to be starters from the jump for them, or what does that look like up front?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
That's certainly the way it looks like right now. Will Campbell has been the only guy on that first team offense at left tackle. He's had some mixed results, I'd say, in camp so far, which I guess you would expect from a rookie left tackle. Losing some of the one-on-one drills, looking a little bit better in 11-on-11s. Doing pretty well in run blocking, but having a few issues in pass protection. Jared Wilson, as you mentioned, the third-round pick, he's actually been a little bit more consistent. He's been playing left guard, which might not be what people expected. He was a center last year at Georgia, but seems like they trust him a little bit more there on that left side. So as of right now, it looks like they're going to have rookies protecting the blind side for Drake May in week one with Campbell at left tackle and Wilson at left guard. Trevion Henderson definitely provides a huge spark out of the backfield. He's the fastest player on the team. He's had some drops in the passing game. I think he had a fumble a few weeks ago as well. So like, it hasn't been perfect for him, but he's also been one of their best offensive players in camp. And like the drop that he had, it was on an over-the-shoulder ball in the corner of the end zone, like kind of a tough catch to make. And just the fact that he's getting open on those plays in general is definitely a good sign. The other big rookie that they've got is Kyle Williams. He's a wide receiver. Probably not going to be a starter, but certainly could be a rotational guy on offense and another guy who brings a lot of speed to the position.
Speaking of speed, following the Patriots beat reporters' tweets throughout these joint practices, I kept hearing a lot about Liberty Flame Pop Douglas, man, and a guy that's made quite the impression there in Foxborough. Came onto the scene last year, but really has been a strong piece this offseason. Do you expect him to be like one of the leading target guys for Drake May this year?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, he's their slot receiver, and you got Josh McDaniels back as offensive coordinator. He saw the success that slot receivers had throughout Josh McDaniels' offenses with, you know, Julian Edelman, Danny Amendola, Wes Welker, Troy Brown. So I would not be surprised to see a ton of targets for Pop Douglas. Drake May likes Pop Douglas a lot. Says that, you know, he can get open in a phone booth, which I'm impressed enough that Drake May knows what a phone booth even is at his young age. But yeah, DeMario Douglas is extremely quick. He's a guy who wins those one-on-ones because he's so quick off the line. He can shake guys, you know, 5 yards down the field. So he's had a really good camp. Another guy, he had a drop on Wednesday in joint practices, but he's been a pretty consistent performer overall for the Patriots this summer. Another one of those guys that you would say is has had one of the best camps for offensive players so far.
He's flashed to me in the regular season, too. I mean, looks like he can play. Why are we doing Pop Douglas, yeah, though? Can you help me with that?
So, yeah, I think he told the story recently. I think he said he was born on the same day that his grandfather died, and they called his grandfather Papa. So when he was born, everyone just started calling him Papa, and then that got shortened to Pop. Which, I mean, it works. He provides a lot of pop on offense, yes, as well. So maybe they had a premonition when he was young.
Home run hitter, I suppose. All right, specific to this last few days, just your eyes and ears out at practice, what did you make of what you saw of the Commanders? I know you're doing a different thing and zeroing in on the Patriots, but during 11s,
for sure,
what were some of your takeaways?
Yeah, I was primarily focused on the Patriots offense in these practices, just the way that we divided things up. And, you know, there's a lot to watch. So we kind of divided and conquered a little bit. I thought the Patriots offense moved the ball pretty well on the Commanders defense, which that was something I was really watching for, because the Patriots defense has given them a pretty big test throughout the summer. I'd say they've probably gotten the better of the Patriots offense overall. So the fact that the Patriots offense was able to move the ball as well as they did on the Commanders defense actually had me thinking better about the Patriots defense overall. I think there were some leaks in that Commanders defense I saw. At the same time, on offense, from what I saw, Jaden Daniels and the offense were moving the ball pretty well on the Patriots defense as well. So maybe just a good day for both offenses overall. But yeah, I was a little bit surprised coming out of that. The Patriots offense really felt like they won the day against Commanders defense, given all the pieces that Commanders added on defense this offseason and just how much success they had last year.
Doug, there's a guy I've been itching to ask you about here. Matt Collins, the new wide receiver, yeah, there in New England. I actually got the chance to know Mac pretty well when he was in high school. We had the same barber. He's actually a guy that's from the DMV area. What have you made of him, man? He is a different cat. But I will say this, if you're a young guy on that Patriots team looking like, well, how do I stick in the National Football League? Matt Collins has continued to reinvent himself as a football player here throughout his career. What type of role is he going to have this year?
He could wind up being their starting X receiver this year. It's really down between him and Kayshon Booty right now. But what you said at the end there is my big impression of Matt Collins. Like, I don't know if you could ask for a better locker room guy.
Yeah.
He's arriving early. He's helping out the younger guys. One of the things that he said recently is that he's helping himself to learn the offense by pulling aside younger wide receivers and talking them through it. He's like, I'll be the quarterback in this situation. I'll talk you through the script. I'll talk you through the playbook. You know, I'll go through this. He's spending nights with Efton Chisholm, who's one of the Patriots' undrafted wide receivers, helping him learn the offense, going through film. So he really seems like he's like the perfect teammate out there. Obviously, he's got some like kind of idiosyncrasies. He doesn't wear shoes, doesn't use food utensils.
Yes.
So I don't know how much of that is going to rub off on guys. But the work and the work ethic that he brings seems like it's really going to help that wide receiver room, because there were some pretty serious maturity issues with the Patriots wide receiver room last year. So bringing in a veteran like that who's doing all the right things is going to be pretty massive for the younger guys in that room.
Couple of moments left ahead of Patriots Commanders with insider Doug Keed from the Boston Herald. I read somewhere that the Patriots are favored in 10 games, like on look ahead lines. They
really?
Are a sneaky team that people are buying low on with a new head coach and a new professional regime here. And Drake May looked okay last season with not a lot around him. What would you deem as successful this year for them? And what do you think kind of the ceiling and the floor looks like?
Yeah, it's funny because like the bar is pretty low after the last couple of years when they only won four games. But I do think that expectations are high enough that like even five or six wins might not be deemed as successful, especially given how easy the schedule looks on paper right now. So I'd say like 8 or 9 wins would probably be a successful season for the Patriots. And that's a big jump from last year. But it's also, as I mentioned, an extremely easy schedule. I think that that's why they're currently favored in 10 games. But you still have to win those games. And the Patriots on paper, roster-wise, I still think are in the bottom half of the league. But I do think they'll be able to come away with, you know, close to, if not a winning record, just based on the improvements they've made, a leap from Drake May, a head coach who knows what he's doing, an offensive coordinator who's got a ton of experience. I think, and based on the schedule, I think you'll probably see 8 or 9 wins for them this year. But some Patriots fans have their hopes really high because of that schedule. I don't want them to get too excited about this season.
For sure. Well, look, I'm telling everybody that I know, Doug, to sprinkle a little cash on the Patriots, potentially sneak it into the AFC playoffs, because I like what they have, and I just think Mike Vrabel's a winner. So it'll be interesting to see, man. Doug, we appreciate you making some time for us, brother. We'll do it again soon.
Absolutely. Sounds good. Always good talking to you guys.
Be good. There's Doug Key, the insider on the Patriots in Boston, joining us on Grant and Danny.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
If you love golf or just great storytelling, you've got to check out Invested in the Game, a new original podcast from Charles Schwab. Each episode highlights remarkable people who have dedicated their time, energy, and heart to the sport. You'll hear from voices like Sam Hahn, CEO of Lab Golf, PGA Tour player Ben Griffin, and Nick Schreiber, the visionary behind Old Barnwell Golf Club. Now, you might be wondering, why is Schwab doing a golf podcast? Well, you might already know Schwab from their 5 other podcasts covering investing and the markets. Quick plug, you can find those at schwab.com/podcasts. But this one's different. Invested in the Game goes beyond finance into something many of Schwab's clients are deeply passionate about: golf. Schwab has supported the game for decades through events, promotions, and sponsorships at both the pro and collegiate level. This podcast is their way of sharing the incredible stories behind the game. Listen now at schwab.com/the game or wherever you get your podcasts.